We are learning Masechta Zvachim Daf Hei Amud Aleph, and we are beginning four lines from the bottom of Daf Dalet Amud Beis. We are learning the sugya of Shinui Kodesh, Shinui Bailim, the halachas of Shloi Lashma. We brought Psukim to teach us that it's usher to do a carbon Shloi Lashma, Shloi Lashem carbon, or Shloi Lashem Bailim. And the Gemara's question like this: we saw in our Mishnah that even though he did Shloi Lashma, it's kosher. You continue bringing it and just all the shame chayva, but you're allowed to bring it. And the Gemara's question is, Ema, hecha de shachalu shloi l'shma, lifslu. Maybe, since we have psukim, they have to do l'shma. Maybe if you do shloi l'shma, it should be possible. I can ask me, Dayel Moses, that becomes the kachem, has to be shino la v'kosher l'akiv. It has to be that it was written twice in order to be akiv. If not, it's not ma'akiv. So Tosis has a kasha. The Rav asks, Ema, Tosis says, Tema. Tosis explains the Gemara's kasha is that maybe we had two psukim, right? We said one was Me'ena Inyan, Lashinu Kodesh, is Shina Bailam. Maybe use both of them for Shinu Kodesh and it's Rimakiv. That's the Gemara's kasha. That's really the Oimik of the Gemara's kasha. Rashi, Pashtus is answering the kasha a different way. Look at Rashi, Mask Lifslu, two lines at the bottom. He says, Lifslu, Shareli Nasu Kilchosom, Ve'enzri Kosom, Materes b'sar l'achila. The Gemara's kasha is avada. You know, it's not ma'akib. But maybe who's allowed to eat it? Maybe klapi eating it. Maybe there the carbon is not kosher. That's the Gemara's kasha. Either way, it's a good tzarachi and exactly what the Gemara's kasha is. But maybe it's possible. The Gemara's kasha is if it's a din shloim shmo, maybe it's possible. On makro, the Gemara answers. We had a pasuk moitza svasecha tishmar v'sisa kasha nedarta. You should do what you made in neder l'Hashem lekecha nedava asher debarta v'ficha. And the Gemara's kasha is, hi, nedava? Nedu, it's asher nedarta. What's nedava? Ella im kemosh nedarta asay yehi neder. If you do like you said, you're going to bring the oila, it's oila. V'm lav, yehi nedava, be a oila, it's nedava. So you see, it's a kasha to carbon, just a different carbon. Now it's a nedava, it's not a regular, it's not a carbon for yechai, but it is a nedava. So the pasuk is teaching us that it's kasha. We have a pasuk in Moitzvah Zecha, it's teaching us it's kasha. So once it says Moitzvah Zecha, maybe it on the same in the same vein, it teaches us also as the Issa Shloi Lashma. It says, Moitzis v'secha, do like you said, kasher darta. And if not, it should be in a dava. If not, it should be in a dava. So for that pasuk, Issa Shloi Lashma also. So it says, Ve'itzrich, Moitzis v'secha, Ve'itzrich, Zoy Satayra. You need both, Moitzis v'secha, Zoy Satayra, which makes a heckish to all the din Shloi Lashma. Dikashach, Moitzis v'secha, Lo Yadi v'mai. You don't know exactly what, on top of that, Hamad Alf now. Lo Yadi v'mai, you don't know exactly what the Torah was teaching us, Moitzis v'secha. It means Gabi Shloi Lashma. It means the Gabi other things. We don't know. Kashach wants to say Taira that it's the Gabi Shloi Lashma. Because Kashach wants to say Taira, have a meaning you would think Lifslu is the apostle. Like we just said, Kashach wants to say Tvisecha that it's really Kasha. Zog to Gemara, Rami Rosh Lakish Amayi. Rosh Lakish was lying on his stomach, he was resting a little bit, and in a Kasha, Bei Midrash Omakshi. And this entices all the places that have questions. How could Rosh Lakish lie on his stomach? It's Prakton. Ayin Shom. What exactly the pshat is? Also, look at the Karanuri here. Here it has a pshat al Pidrush. In any case, Rami Rosh Lakish Amaoyi Bei Midrasha. He was in the base marriage, he had a kasha. What was the kasha? Makshi. He asked this kasha, actually. They were just asked. Makshi. Im ksherim heim yirtsu. If it's kosher, the carbon by Shloi Lashma, let it be marutz, let it be maratza, because it's a kosher carbon. So why do you bring another one? It's a kosher carbon. So what's the problem? The aim maratzim. So you tell me, oh, it doesn't work. So lama b'am. So why are you bringing it? It should be possible. You ever heard the thing? It's a carbon. It's a half a carbon. It's kosher. If it's a kosher carbon, let it be yotzi a mitzvah. If it's not a kosher carbon, why are you bringing it? Amalei Rav Eliezer says, no, we find such a thing. You find that certain kavanos come achamisa, which is kosher, even though it's not meratza. Where do we find that? That's in the Mishnah. Isha shevia chatosa. We know that a yeledes brings a chatos and a oila. That's what she brings. Now, let's say she brought her chatos, and she died before she had a chance to bring the oila. The loch is, the yarshim take that oila and the makrovit. The yarshim are lost. Oilasa, if she brought her oil already, if she didn't bring a chatas yet, umesa, and she died, loyvi, yarsh chatasa. You don't bring the chatas. Why? Because the loch is that a chatas, shemesu ba'aleha, goes lemisa. So you don't bring it. But what does it say? That you could bring a oila after misa. Now, is it miratza on her? She's dead already. She's not alive. You can't miratza someone after they die. So you see, Clara, you bring a carbon, not maritza. So that's what I was saying. It's such a big kasha. You're saying, oh, it's impossible. It's not maritza. Why are you bringing it? No. This is the thing. You bring a carbon that's kosher. It's not maritza. Where? You find the ba'ilah. Amalei. So Mishlakos Levi told back Rabbi Eliezer, "No, Medina locha ba'olod the asal achamisa. I agree. Good taina. Ba'olod slow shma. I understand. You continue bringing it. Why? Because you have the idea achamisa. The only problem is our Mishnah says asham also is something that is kosher. All the b'ayim shechayva. You could bring it the asham and just not all shem chayva. The chayra asham is not shayach after misa. Only Medina locha ba'olod the asal achamisa. Asham the asal achamisa. No, and how do you know?" On my leisure, Rabbi says, "What do you mean?" Rabbi Chaim Kesavet Tzida, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Mishnah says that Rabbi Eliezer holds Afa Asham, that Asham also is Taka Ma'akev V'Deav. You don't bring it; it's possible, and so it's good; it's Gevaldik. So Amar Lahu. So Rishlok says back to Rabbi Eliezer, "Zel Shemir Lav Adam Gadol." That's this they say about you. You're Adam Gadol. Kamina No Mishnah Shleima. I'm telling you a Stam Mishnah. It says the Asham is kosher, and my question is, why do you bring it? So you're telling me, oh, Rabbi Eliezer, about Amos the Rabbi Eliezer? I'm asking for the Mishnah. So what's Taka Pshat? So back to the Kasha. L'chayra, we have the Kasha that you find that the Mor's Kasha is, L'chayra, V'tam V'ratza, why are you bringing it? Ela Mor's Lakish, Eftach, Ano, Pischol, and Afshai. I'll tell you a Teretz. Moitzos, Vasecha, Tishmor, this Pasuk, Haini Dovah, Nadahu. Like the Gemara answers before, that the Teretz is, we have his pasuk, Moitzos, Vasecha, Tishmar, teaches us it's in a Dava, and that is why you bring it. And Tosfos, as the Gemara later on, throws in that once you said this Teretz, we're falling off the Svara, that's Bala Chamisa. The Teretz is, Moitzos, Vasecha, Tishmar, and that's why you do bring it, even though it's not Meratza. Yosef Rav Zeir Rav Yitzchak Bar Abba, Yosef Abaye Gabayu. Rav Zeir Rav Yitzchak Bar Abba was sitting, Yosef Abaye Gabayu, and Abaye was sitting next to them. But Yosef Vika Amri, and they were saying over this whole Shakratarya between Rishlokish and Eliezer, Kshmak and Shakratarya. And Rishlokish there said, Kasha Rishlokish, Osham the Osila Chamisa, and Venosle Tamuda Moitz Vesesecha. So, Ema, the whole Shakratarya, what happened at the end of the day? The answer, Rishlokish answered, Moitz Vesesecha Tishmar, that's how you know you bring the carbon, even though it's not Meratza. So they asked, Ema, how do you fit that into the pasuk? Maybe dafka or oila, which could be brought either as a ned or a dava. Someone could say, "I want to bring an oila," or "I want to bring an adava oila or ned oila." It's possible. By osham, can you say, "I want to bring an osham as a neder"? No, you can't bring osham as a neder. So it doesn't fit into that pasuk. So how does that pasuk help you for osham? Let's read it inside one more time. You should bring it. It should be brought out, bring Meratza. But Osh, well, that's a cloud. Maybe Osh shouldn't bring it all. It doesn't fit into that Pasuk. Amaluhu Abaye, Sabaye answered, "You're right. Rosh Lakish Mahacha Pasuk. He had a different Pasuk that taught him this halacha by Asham. It says in the Pasuk, Vishachat Oysah Lechatas. We darshan. Oysah Lishmak Shayra Shlosh Mapsula. Hashar Kachim Shlosh Mank Shayrim. Rosh Lakish had a different Makar that it's kosher. All those kabbalas are kosher. How do I know? It should be possible because it's not maratza. If it's not maratza, it should be kosher. It should be possible. How do I know it's kosher? There's a miyat. Only chatas, which has a different limud, chatasai, there's a limud of who, there's a limud that chatas is possible shalay yoshma. Only oisa is possible shalay yoshma. Hashar kach, shalay yoshma, ksherim, including asham. Yachol year two. This is how Rosh Lakish was asking. Maybe if it's kosher, maybe it should be maratza also. Tamalay, moitz v'secha, tishmar. So now, if you go that way, we know the Asham is not possible because the meat by Chatas. The only problem is that maybe it should be Meratza then. Because how do you know that other Kabbalahs are not Meratza? If I'm going to Sech Tishmar. So, Freit the Gemara, but Ema, Habab, and Adam, Dava, Laisi, Vilalirtsu, you bring it as Namaratza. But Asham, you're true Namaratza. Let's see. Maybe it should take a work as a Meratza because you don't have the meat in that Pasuk Moses Sech from this. Om Abaya. You can't say that. Asham demiritzi loy matzi amris. You can't say that. Why? Because kavachoy ma'ola. So kavachoy ma'ola. Ma oila she'ena mechaperetz. Oila, which is not really common, doesn't really come for kaparo. Eina meratza is not meratza. We'll see. It's meratza for certain. I say mitzvah. It's not really mechaper. Asham she mechaper. Then she meratza. Asham which comes kaparo. Of course, it shouldn't be meratza. Madach oila, which is not even a kaparo, that doesn't work. That little kaparo gives doesn't even work. Asham, which is a big kaparo, I think it works. It's kavachaymer. You're right. We don't have it from the pasuk. We have a kavachaymer. So like tomorrow, no, it's not a kavachaymer because ma'ala oila is getting kol. Oila has a ma'ala. The whole entire thing goes on the mizbeach. Mashenkim asham not. So tomorrow says, okay, I'll learn out from shlomim. Shlomim yichichu. That shlomim is not meratza. Even if it's not a kaparo, it's not meratza. So for sure, asham is not meratza. No, ma'ala shlomim has a ma'ala also over asham. Asham does not have an Asachim, does not have Tnufas Chaz V'Shaik. You don't separate the Chaz V'Shaik and make a Tnufa on it. So Shlom has more Dinim. So Oyla Tchiyach, go back to Oyla. Oyla doesn't have Nesachim and Tnufas Chaz V'Shaik either. So to Oyla Tchiyach, V'Chaz Adin Le'Roy Yizeh K'Roy Yizeh, V'Le'Roy Yizeh K'Roy Yizeh, Hatzah Shavshem Shehein. I actually say it's known to Sachem. It's not so partial, but the Ikka thing is it doesn't have Tufas Chazav Shaik at least. By Oyla Tchiyach, that doesn't have Tufas Chazav Shaik. Taisigran the Gilin Hashas Taka asks Tumua Li Hagam Oyla Tricha Nesachem. So the Gemara's Ikkash is from the Chazav Shaik. But in any case, Oyla Tchiyach, the Chazav Din L'Roy Zek R'Roy Zek L'Roy Zek R'Roy Zek. You can't say the Maila of the Maila of Kalil is making the Oila not be Maratza because Shlom has the Dinat Maratza, even though there's no Kalil, it's not all Kalil. And you can't say the Maila is Nesachim to Chavashayik because Oila doesn't have that. Okay, Oila maybe has Nesachim, like the Rabbi Kivega asks. Okay, but either way, it can't be the Maila. So, Leroy the Grazer, Hatzal Shav, Shem Shin Kachim, Shachim Toshman, Kashem Maratzim, it's Kashim Maratzim, Avni Avi Osham, Shu Kaidesh, it's Kaidesh, Vishachim Shloy Lishmoy is Kosher, Vein Maratza, it's not Maratza. So right now, just keep you update everyone on the Cheshbon, is like this. We have a halacha that all kabbanas besides the Chatos and Pesach, all of them are kosher, but they're not meratzah. And the question was, if they're not meratzah, why are you bringing them? Where's this makar that you think it's kosher, to be possible? So on that, we're answering that the Pesach says, v'shachat oysel l'chatos, to say everything else is kosher. If it's kosher, let it be meratzah. Teretz is moitzes sechah tishmar. Says that, no, it's only nedava. You can ask me, Oshem is not bavam nedava, so maybe it's not clue in the pasuk. Teretz is Oshem, learn from Ma'atzad, from Oila and from Shlomim. Just like Oila and Shlomim, not meratzah, this is also not meratzah. Freit the Gemara, both Oila and Shlomim have a milo of Oshem. Mala tzah shorosh b'hem shing yeshna v'tzibar. Both of them come as a tzibar. We know Oila comes as a tzibar every day, tamid, twice a day, or a lot of masafim. And when do you have a shlomim, a shalmi tzibar? Kipsei atzeres, on Shavuos. That's the only time. You have a shlomim on a tzibar. But Maisa has a tzibar. Asham is never brought a tzibar. We just learned with her years, we know that very well. Asham never brought a tzibar. So now we have a problem. Malasad, we're going to toide. We'll bring toide in. Toide is also not brought betzibur, and still it's not maratza. So not maratza. Toide chiyach. A top on base. No, malat toide has a milo. She came to una lechem. Needs lechem. So go back to oil of shlom. Yichiku doesn't have lechem. Because I didn't leroy zeh keroy zeh veloy roy zeh keroy zeh. A tzara shavish behem. The Tzalashava is that the Kachim, Meshachim, Shloshman is kosher and Ratz. The old Kachim and Yeshach, Shloshman is kosher and it's not Ratz. Afani Yavi Asham, Shu Kodesh, Meshach, Shloshman is kosher, but ain't a Ratz. So now the Tzalashava comes like this. Oila and Shlomo on one side, Toyda on the other side, and we see both of them not Ratz, Asham as well. They have the Kayach to be brought as Ned and Adava, and therefore they should be better. They should be better. Elamar Rava, good question. Zeis HaTayra, we're going to use Zeis HaTayra. Kishuva Kosov L'Shlomim. Ma Shlomim Shem Kachim V'Shachim Shoshman K'shem Meratzim. Just like Shlomim is Kaidesh. And V'Shach Shoshman is Kosher. And it's not Meratzah. Afani Avi Osham Shu Kaidesh. And it'll be Kosher V'Ein Meratzah. Now the problem is, in that passage of HaTayra has a Chatos also. My Chos is the Akshus L'Shlomim. Make a Hekash L'Shlomim that it's Kosher and you bring it. Akash lechatos that it's possible. Zochti Gemara, no. Hamiyat Rachmona Oisa teach us dafka chatos is possible and nothing else. So the bottom line is we're using Zeis HaTayra as well. We're pulling out all the stops here, bringing a lot of pesukim here. And the bottom line is Zeis HaTayra, Lamaisa, we're going to be makish shlomim to the other ones. And therefore we know that even though it's not meratza, still it's kosher. You bring it. Even though it's not meratza, you still bring it because you find such an idea. We tried other things, tried Bon Lachamisa, and all these didn't work. And this is the final idea that we're learning Zayis HaTayra from Shlomim. We have to remember the Chazon Gemara, because Gemara is going to continue with one of those kashas and analyze one of those questions of the discussion on Afayam and Aleph.